Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the BMPS 2026 Grand Finals wrapped up, providing one of the most exhilarating weekends in the world of competitive esports. Battle Mobile Premier Series fans across Australia and beyond tuned in for 3 days of relentless action and surprising upsets. It was a fiercely fought contest with established juggernauts like Godlike facing down rising stars such as Divine Gaming. In the end, it was Godlike's clever blend of strategy, nerves of steel, and consistent high placements that earned them the championship. Their triumph also secured their ticket to the prestigious European World Championship in Paris later this year, cementing their legacy as an esports powerhouse. Alongside Godlike, OG made headlines by toppling their rival Soul in an electrifying showdown, snatching up an EWC slot as well. To add to the drama, Divine Gaming, a team relatively new to the big leagues, blitzed through the brackets with an impressive run, ultimately finishing second overall. Their tactical prowess was evident, and they pushed Godlike to the very edge in multiple maps, providing fans with some of the closest rounds we've seen all season. Behind these headline acts, a captivating struggle for dominance unfolded among the remaining teams, all fighting for points, bragging rights, and a share of the spotlight. Let's take a closer look at the final rankings and key performances from day 3 of the competition. Godlike clinched first place with 162 total points, racking up 2 winner-winner chicken dinners, 104 finish points, and 58 position points. Not far behind, Divine posted 152 points with a balanced mix of skillful eliminations and shrewd positioning, proving they're a team to watch in upcoming tournaments. The third spot went to VS, who also secured 2 WWCDs and stayed consistently close in point totals, earning respect from analysts and fans alike. GDR rounded out the top 4 thanks to a surprise comeback in the late rounds, notching up 128 points and showing remarkable resilience under pressure. Tag, IQOOXOG, and IQOOXTT made up the rest of the top flight, each delivering standout moments, even if consistency proved challenging over the full 3 days. VASISTA, IQOOOIGE, and NBE completed the top 10, with every squad demonstrating flashes of brilliance and tactical nous, though gaps in execution sometimes cost them dearly. Teams like IQOOSOL and Myth, who came into the finals with high expectations, struggled to convert their tactical opportunities into points, finishing in the lower ranks. The finals ran over 3 action-packed days. Each match streamed live starting at 2:45 PM IST on Crafton's YouTube channel, attracting hundreds of thousands of viewers around the globe. Day 3 featured some of the most dramatic and high-stakes matchups of the tournament, with games unfolding across various iconic maps, from Rondo to Orangel. The map selection challenged teams to adapt quickly in terms of rotations, drop strategies and situational awareness, key ingredients for a top finish in this format. Fans were treated to breathtaking clutch plays, unpredictable zone shifts, and game-altering squad wipes that had everyone glued to their screens. GDR's resurgence on day 3 was a testament to the ever-evolving nature of competitive gaming, as they bounced back from earlier setbacks to leapfrog several spots in the rankings. Victorious Summers, while not making the podium this time, delivered valiant comebacks and captured the hearts of fans with their enterprising tactics and fearless pushes. These finals weren't just a test of aim and reflexes, but also a masterclass in mental fortitude, teamwork, and the importance of preparation in modern esports. Beyond the digital battlefield, the event underscored several fascinating intersections between esports and the wider world of technology. Technological innovation continued apace, with the conversation shifting to major breakthroughs such as Ubuntu's newly released local speech-to-text tool. Unlike many cloud-based options, Ubuntu's solution operates entirely on your device, boosting privacy and giving users more control over their audio data. Early feedback has been positive, with gamers and streamers praising the tool's accuracy and low latency performance during live matches and content creation. This move reflects a broader shift towards empowering individuals in tech communities, allowing them to leverage the best of AI without compromising privacy. However, the week wasn't without its cybersecurity scares, highlighting vulnerabilities that still plague digital systems big and small. Authorities in Brazil reported a major breach targeting their national civil defense alert system, sparking alarm among city officials and citizens alike. Hackers exploited system weaknesses to send bogus emergency messages, written in so-called leet-speak, to millions in cities such as São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. The incident not only caused confusion, but threw a spotlight on the urgent need for more robust security in vital government infrastructure. Discussion quickly turned to how best to safeguard public alert systems, prompting renewed calls for deeper investment in defensive cybersecurity. These events further fueled debates around the adoption of new technologies and the balance between innovation, privacy, and security. Meanwhile, in the United States, the Kansas City Transportation Authority began rolling out facial recognition software on public transport vehicles. The aim, according to officials, is to enhance safety and streamline operations, yet the move has raised eyebrows over privacy concerns. Privacy advocates have questioned the oversight and transparency of such systems, noting that while efficiency may improve, riders now face a new level of digital surveillance. This debate is far from settled and is likely to influence public policy discussions in Australia and elsewhere as similar technologies begin to appear locally. Responding to these challenges, a grassroots coalition known as the Guardrails Alliance has emerged, pressing for responsible use of artificial intelligence. The alliance brings together developers, ethicists, and community leaders calling for strong guidelines and transparent practices in AI development. Their efforts resonate with the increasing number of Australians who want to see technology serve the public good without unchecked expansion or abuse. Turning back to competitive gaming, the week also saw heated discussions about the rights of gamers and the legal complexities of software ownership. A group of consumers recently filed suit against Sony, accusing the company of selling access to software licenses rather than actual game ownership. This legal battle could have sweeping implications for digital rights in Australia and around the world, especially with regard to what it means to own digital content. Many gamers feel restricted by licensing models that prevent resale or modification, prompting calls for clearer rights to access and use the content they've purchased. The gaming industry, meanwhile, contends that digital licensing ensures fair compensation for creators, but the outcome could redefine digital property law for years to come. In the world of virtualization and system performance, chipmaker Broadcom made headlines with efforts to enable zero-copy buffer sharing between virtual machines and hypervisors. The concept promises a big leap in performance for data-intensive applications by allowing data to be shared without the overhead of manual copying. Although this technology could benefit cloud gaming and streaming, previous attempts at similar solutions have faltered due to numerous security pitfalls. With increased efficiency come higher risks, echoing the theme that innovation and security must always progress hand in hand. In cybersecurity, Australian gamers and tech users were put on alert after Microsoft uncovered Crypto Clipper, a self-propagating malware spreading via USB drives. This malicious program targets cryptocurrency credentials, leveraging clipboard monitoring and remote code execution to divert funds to bad actors. The malware's sophistication underscores the growing risk posed by seemingly innocuous USB devices and the need for greater vigilance at home and work. Microsoft security teams have advised users in Australia and globally to update their defenses and think twice before plugging unfamiliar drives into their machines. The incident has restarted conversations about safe IT practices and the importance of layered security, especially for those involved in financial transactions or digital assets. As esports continues to attract new audiences, the convergence of gaming, technology, and security has never been more relevant or more complicated. Industry leaders now find themselves at the forefront of discussions not just about competitive play, but about the responsibilities they hold in a tech-driven society. Whether it's licensing rights, AI governance, cloud performance, or defending against cyber threats, what happens in this space increasingly shapes our everyday digital lives. Looking back, the BMPS Grand Final served as a microcosm of these broader trends, combining tactical brilliance, community connection, and the continual evolution of technology. The road to Paris is set, with Godlike and OG ready to represent their fans on the world stage, while the rest of the field regroups for another shot at glory next season. Meanwhile, the conversations sparked by tech's advance, from speech recognition and AI ethics to the very nature of digital property, will keep all eyes on the sector in the months ahead. So whether you're gaming, creating, or keeping your tech secure, stay tuned as these worlds collide and shape the future for all of us. That's all from me, John, bringing you the latest on where competitive gaming meets the cutting edge of technology. Thanks for listening.